All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at MKR Workshop. As nothing says spicing up your kitchen like getting a new kitchen table. Or what if you need to upgrade your workspace in order to get more projects done? Well, then the folks at MKR Workshop have all of the solutions for you, as MKR Workshop specializes in building and designing custom-made furniture for all of your home and office needs. Now, you can contact the folks at MKR Workshop anytime via email at mkrworkshop.com. Now, we've seen some very exciting action this summer in the NBA Summer League, which has been taking place out in Vegas. And of course, the Summer League is an opportunity for rookies and young players in the NBA, or guys who are trying to make it from the development league to a squad, you know, to really have a chance to really showcase their ability and see what they can do at the professional level. And one guy I want to talk about today is Trae Young. Now, Young was a fifth overall pick of last month's NBA draft by the Dallas Mavericks before he was traded to the Atlanta Hawks. And in one season at the University of Oklahoma, Young was the Big 12 Freshman of the Year as he led the nation in both scoring and assist. Now, as expected, Young had his ups and downs during the Summer League, like, you know, most people do. But, you know, for me, it just seems like more people want to see Trae Young fail than they actually want to see him succeed. Now, of course, you know, Young came onto the collegiate scene last year like gangbusters. He was lighting up his opponents at a very high clip. And, you know, it continued throughout the Big 12 season. Of course, he had his ups and downs. There are some people out there, myself included, that felt that Oklahoma should not have gotten into the field of 68 for the NCAA tournament, but they did. And then they were one and done versus Rhode Island. But you look at Young's game, he's a 6'2 guard. You know, physically, he compares to Golden State Warriors point guard Steph Curry. He has a game like him. And obviously, he's not a finished product. But I mean, nobody comes into the NBA as a finished product. I look at this guy. Yeah, he's had his ups and downs as far as being a shooter, especially in the summer league, and guys are taking shots at him. But I think it's a situation he's going to grow, he's going to develop, he's going to mature, and he's going to get that NBA body, quote unquote, for his position. You know, he's going to have nights when his shot isn't on. He's going to have nights when it is. And I think, you know, when his shot isn't there, I think Trae Young is smart enough to know that, you know what, I can still affect this game by passing the ball. And this is something that he's going to have to deal with because, you know, at that point guard position in the NBA, it's a grueling 82-game slate. You got to deal with the likes of Kyrie Irving, Russell Westbrook, Steph Curry, Damian Lillard, Chris Paul. And I could just go on and on and on and on as I rattle the names off of quality point guards that Young is going to have to deal with. I think at the end of the day, as long as the Atlanta Hawks don't put too much on them early, and as long as they continue to build a team around him, I think Trae Young has the ability to make at least one or two All-Star game appearances in his NBA career. That's how good that I think that he can be. And I think he's a marquee name for this franchise. The Hawks definitely want to sell tickets. Me personally, I would have taken Colin Sexton, the guard out of Alabama, over Trae Young. But at the end of the day, I think that he still has what it takes not only to hang around in the NBA, but to also have an impact. So, I mean, you see people who are trying to bring this youngster down. But I'll tell you right now, they drank too much Haterade on this guy. But I think that Trae Young, maybe not this year, but he's definitely going to go out there and prove a lot of his naysayers wrong in the near future. So folks, that is going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning in to the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, this podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And although that the tax deadline has come and gone, you can still contact D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. You can contact the folks at D-Line Tax and Books anytime at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at D-Line Tax Books. Twitter.com. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 pounds of sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it'll be my pleasure to follow you right back. There's also the sports discussion group on Facebook at the Sports Depot 365. You can check it out. Drop a line and be a part of one of the better sports debating sites going on social media. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.